Hi, everybody. We are back today for another Daily Dose, and we are talking about hope. So as I was thinking about this, I want to break down one definition for what hope means. And one definition I was really drawn to that I thought was very sweet was, hope is an expectant desire. We have things that we hope in. We hope in our relationships that we connect in. We hope in our politics. We hope in the status of our jobs. There are so many things that we can direct our attention to. There are so many things that we can have expectation for, and we set our hearts firmly fixed on those things. But as Christians, God calls us to a very specific and beautiful hope. We have this expectant desire that God is exactly who he says he is, that Jesus will return and he will renew all things. Because of that hope, that overflows into every other part of our lives. And this verse that we're going to look at today is Romans 15:13. And it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." This verse outlines a couple really sweet things for us. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are sustained to be hopeful people, because it is very easy to have our attention pulled elsewhere and to become distracted. But because of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we get to be centered on the reality of who God is. He is the God of hope. And because of that, as we have this expectant desire that he will fulfill all he has said, that is going to overflow into our lives, into our hearts, and we get to be full of peace and we get to be full of joy, because regardless of what happens around us, we are anchored firmly. Our hearts are fixed on who God is. Our eyes are focused on what he has said, and our feet are planted firmly in the reality that this is what we long for, and we get to be confident that this hope will be fulfilled because of who the Lord is.